This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A 16-year-old has died hours after being stabbed during a brawl outside of a Long Island pizza shop after school yesterday. Let's go live to Oceanside and WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
Wayne, Mario's Pizza is a popular after-school hangout for the kids from Oceanside High School, just a few blocks from here. Monday afternoon, it was the scene of a bloody attack on two teenage boys. Nassau County Detective Lieutenant Stephen Fitzpatrick spoke at the scene last night.
During this attack, one of the victims was stabbed multiple times in his upper body. He's now taken to a local hospital where he's fighting for his life right now.
Doctors were unable to save 16-year-old Kasim Morris. An unidentified 18-year-old had his arm broken in the fight, which police believe was over a girl. Mike, who was at the bagel store next to the pizzeria this morning, called it brutal and senseless.
My heart goes out to his family. And this 17-year-old is going to live with this for the rest of his days, incarcerated.
Police are now in the process of interviewing the teen seen on cell phone video fighting and some 50 witnesses to the attack. And we're live in Oceanside. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Seven symbols of hate have been found carved on a wall in Nyack. Apparently, they've been there for some time. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is live on the story this morning in Nyack.
Yeah, swastikas carved in the wall in the Starbucks bathroom in Nyack. Governor Cuomo has directed the state police hate crimes task force to investigate. Rockland County Executive Ed Day had the county's Human Rights Commission look into this, and he says they found the swastikas were on display in that bathroom for about 3 weeks, and nothing was done.
They see something, say something, and to say something is to law enforcement, not to Facebook, necessarily, not to friends and pals. No, keep it to yourself. Let the police know what's going on.
Evan Bernstein with the New York Anti-Defamation League says this incident follows a rash of comments of late, some accusations back and forth in local politics of anti-Semitism.
We've also seen a lot of commentary on Facebook and other social media posts where it's crested over from political discourse into anti-Semitism. And that's, when we see that cresting over, that's where there's a real problem, and we're seeing that more and more consistently in Rockland.
Well, both the governor and the county executive condemn the hateful graffiti. They say it's not going to be tolerated. The graffiti it's been covered up there in that bathroom this morning. Live in Nyack, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Well, we're paying a little more, at least at some of the gas stations, 3-4 cents a gallon to fill up, after the beginning of what Gas Buddy predicts will be a 10 to 25 cent jump eventually in pump prices. Based on what Bloomberg is reporting, could be more than that because of damage to the Saudi oil fields being worse than thought. Iran's supreme leader this morning says there'll be no talks with the U.S., which is pointing the finger of blame its way.
Well, it's looking that way.
President Trump said it looks like Iran was behind debilitating attacks on two Saudi oil facilities over the weekend, knocking out half the kingdom's oil output and causing the biggest oil disruption in history. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels engaged in a civil war in Yemen claimed responsibility, but the president said he does not want war.
I'd like to avoid it.
That's a step back from the president's earlier hints at military action, with a tweet Sunday that the U.S. is, quote, locked and loaded. President Trump said he made no promise to protect Saudi Arabia.
But we would certainly help them. They've been a great ally.
Katherine Johnson, CBS News, the White House.
Sunshine, 63 in Manhattan. It's a beautiful morning and a beautiful day ahead with a high in the middle 70s. Tonight is clear with a low of 55 to 60 in the city, and some of the suburbs are in the 40s tonight. 46 to 52 for the burbs, low temperatures tonight. Tomorrow is sunny and a little cooler with a high close to 70. And for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly sunny with temperatures in the 70s and by Saturday into the low 80s. 63 this morning in Manhattan, 55 in Norwalk, 61 in Yonkers right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.